Good morning. It's the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. Great to have you aboard this morning. And first thoughts. My first thought is, do women have a better ability to find things than guys? My wife had, it was a Christmas gift, like this plastic contraption to make popcorn with. And it was like a plastic bowl, and then there was a plastic lid. And again, we've been in kind of makeshift kitchen for 3.5 months since the great Groundhog Day flood, February 2nd. So, yeah, March, April, May, 3.5 months. And so still working through, thanks to those who are helping. It's a work in progress. But anyhow, in the makeshift kitchen, she'd asked me a couple nights ago, could you find this? And I don't know. I looked around some. I couldn't find it. Then lo and behold, last night I say, oh, you found it. She said, yeah, I found it where I told you to look for it. So, I don't know. Yes, I have called her in Africa before trying to say, like, do you know where this is? So it's the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. Today in history, in 1796, Edward Jenner administered the first vaccination against smallpox. Also, on this day in 1878, Vaseline was first sold and became the registered trademark for petroleum jelly. The product was developed by Robert Cheesebro in Pennsylvania. Also, in 1973, America's first space station, Skylab 1, launched into orbit.
3, 2, we have ignition sequence start, all ignition.
Also on this day, as we remember back in 1982, actor Hugh Beaumont died at the age of 73. He is best known for his role as Ward Cleaver on the classic television show Leave It to Beaver. In fact, here's a clip right now.
Fathers are always doing stuff for their kids, aren't they?
Well, certainly, Beaver. Any good father loves his family. He'd make almost any sacrifice for them.
That's the way it always works, huh, Dad?
Guess so, Beaver. All through history, fathers have even given up their lives defending their families.
Would you do that?
I suppose I would, Beaver, if it were important.
There we go. We got some of today in history for you right there on WWIB. And now we turn to our devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, a 365-day journey. Today titled, It's Impossible to Overhope. Romans 8, 24 and 25 says, in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Goff says there's a reason Jesus pointed to kids when he talked about faith and the kingdom of God. Kids by nature are trusting and earnest. They're willing to go on the adventure without getting all the details. They're just happy they were invited. They're fine with being dependent on others, too. Put another way, they don't have all the layers that adults accumulate over the years. Goff says as we get older, pain and rejection start to shift us away from the beautiful naivety of our youth. These voices tell us it's too risky to hope for our passion to come to life because there's a chance our dream will be squelched. Rejection chimes in and says it's better to keep your distance because if you let people in, you become vulnerable to being let down. The pain of our past tells us to play it safe by protecting ourselves. Don't take the bait. We were wired for hope. Goff says Jesus had a lot to say about hope. He said hope is the fuel that keeps the fire in our hearts burning. It's the oxygen we breathe. Hope is the foundation of our faith because it reminds us we haven't arrived yet. We're still on our way home. Jesus said all the pain in the world will one day come to an end and we'll all celebrate with a giant banquet. The Apostle Paul said faith was confidence in what we're hoping for and assurance in what we haven't yet seen. While we're waiting for the party to begin, keep hoping. Are you facing difficulties? Keep hoping. Are you confused? Keep hoping. Get the idea. Don't let fear keep you from going all in on hope. It's the only safe bet there is because God is hope and he's already won the game. Today's question, what are you hoping for today? What are you hoping for today? And so we pick up with a birthday entered from yesterday from our buddy Cliff Tickler, saying his son Quentin turned 28 yesterday. So happy birthday to Quentin. Hope you had an awesome birthday. It is May 14th. We also learned from David that Kathy Spencer with a birthday today. David says, my lovely wife and friend enjoy camping and traveling with family, puts up with me. Well, happy birthday, Kathy. Thanks for putting up with him. And Boy, I hope you have a lot of great camping adventures this year. All right, that may do it for May. We've covered May 14th. You guys are getting the hang of this. Wib.com/celebrations. Victory Coffee House and Cafe is where you'll go and pick up your grand prize at the end of the month. And it is 2 weeks from tomorrow. We'll have the drawing for, you know, those first two drawings for the $25 Jim Bob's gift certificate, Market on the River, and then all the goodies from Victory and the $50 gift card from Jim Bob's to Mainstream Boutique, the ice cream birthday cake, or $30 worth of candy from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee and Rock Falls here as the weather gets nice, and the bowling package for four from Viking Bowl in Colfax. So that's a fantastic prize to win. We've had a lot of excited winners already through the first couple of months of this. Off to Facebook for some birthdays. Our own Caroline Heffler with a birthday today. Happy birthday, Caroline. We were passing around the card these last day or two. Justin Haring's former Shy High student, and now he's married with kids, but I remember him interning here briefly. He knew his stuff, played baseball back in the day, and lo and behold, wow, he's 38 today. So life just blew by, and that's 20 years. So but he is talented young man. Mike Crean, also Larry Mueller from Public Radio, who I think is retiring. Chase Anderson, Julie Schreiber, Chad Walter, and remembering my late cousin Alan on his birth anniversary today. So was this at your wedding, or would you like it to be? The Chicken Dance. It was not at our wedding. Peggy Halverson is known for a lot of things, most notably for being one of the founders and longtime executive director of Teamwork Africa. But she was adamant about the fact that no chicken dance at our wedding dance. And so that wedding dance at the Lake Wissota Clubhouse, beautiful there, Lake Wissota Golf Course, October 17th, 1998, did not include a chicken dance. But anyhow, let's give you the backstory on it because it's Dance Like a Chicken Day. The chicken dance is also known as the bird song, the chicken song, the birdie song, the bird dance, the duck dance, check out the chicken, and others. I think it's just mostly known as the chicken dance. But anyhow, the song was composed by accordion player Werner Thomas from Davos, Switzerland in the 50s. Was originally called Der Ettentanz, the duck dance, and was released in Switzerland in 1957. It didn't become a hit until it was released in Germany in 71. The song was then released in other countries, including the U.S., where it became a hit in the early 80s. But my wife, not a fan. So there we go. All right. Also, today in history here, TV history a little bit, in 1989, the series finale of Family Ties aired on NBC, a show where Michael J. Fox played Alex P. Keaton.
Dad, recent studies show you can predict success by the way a person dresses.
Alex, you're a young man. You shouldn't be worried about success. You should be thinking about hopping on a tramp steamer and going around the world, or putting a pack on your back and heading down to Mexico or South America, anywhere.
The 60s are over, Dad.
Thanks for the tip.
Also in TV land, on this day in 1998. Yeah, after 9 years on the air, NBC aired the final episode of the TV hit sitcom Seinfeld. And most people didn't like the ending, right? All four of the main characters ended up behind bars. So also birthdays today, just picking up loose ends here. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is 42. Also country singer Dustin Lynch, 41. Clay Matthews, who sacked a lot of quarterbacks with that green and gold on, turning the big 4-0 today, and another former NFL player turned broadcaster, Rob Gronkowski, 37.
Secret Sound moves on to day number two. Didn't get a winner on a Win It Wednesday. A lot of great guesses. We are ready for more of them. 715-723-2555. Can you identify this secret sound? If you're the first one to do so live on the air, we will give you a free medium concrete mixer from Culver's.
And the sound sounds like this.
Again, what is it?
Again, what is this secret sound? 723-2555, 723-2555.
What could that be? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. What is this secret sound for a free medium concrete mixer? Courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. Two mix-ins with that as well. Great treat, especially as the weather gets a little bit warmer. What in the world is this secret sound? Call in and guess.
723-2555. We had a lot of great guesses yesterday, starting with horse hooves and going all the way through an old credit card machine and many things in between.
And a lot of those guesses, and you hear it, and yeah, that makes sense.
You
but
do.
It's just not what this is.
I know. What else could it be? And people are starting to call at 723-2555, and we put you on the air. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Chippewa Falls.
All right, William, what do you think?
A book falling off a shelf.
A book falling off a shelf. Okay.
Let's listen. Is that a book falling off a shelf, Caleb?
It is not.
Sorry, William.
Thank you, William. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm Mark McHale. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Speak right up. What do you got for a guest today?
I'm thinking it might be a little hard, but rolling out dice from a Yahtzee game.
Rolling out. Okay, sure. Love Yahtzee.
Let's give it a listen. It very much could be that. Is that what it is, Caleb?
It is not.
All right.
Thank you, Linda. 715-723-2555. Secret sound for a medium-sized Culver's concrete mixer.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Chippewa Falls.
All right. What do you think a second time here?
Trunk from a truck shutting.
Say that one more time.
A trunk of a truck.
Trunk from
the
a
trunk,
truck.
The trunk of a truck
okay.
shutting.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, let's listen. Is that a trunk from a truck shutting? It's not. Sorry, William. Thanks. Keep the guesses coming at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dale from Boyd.
All right, Dale, what do you think it is?
Is it a stapler?
Is it a stapler? That was guessed yesterday. Do you have a backup guess?
Anything do you have a backup guess?
Yeah.
Oh, my helper doesn't have a backup guess.
All right, think about it. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky.
How about shutting a car door?
Shutting a car door.
Let's listen. Is that shutting a car door, Caleb?
It is not. All thanks, right. Vicky.
Sorry, Vicky. We'll take three more guesses here on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Boy, we got a bad connection.
Yeah, maybe try calling us back, too. I don't know that we're going to be able to understand your guess.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Matthew from Chautauqua.
All right, Matthew, we can understand you. What do you think it is?
Is it opening an Amazon package?
Opening
like a cardboard package.
All right,
okay.
let's listen. Is that opening an Amazon package?
Kind of the tear-off strip, maybe, on certain packaging from Amazon? I could buy that.
But that's not what it is.
Not it. Thank you.
All right, two more guesses. This go around and then maybe a clue after 7:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Chippewa Falls.
Try number three, William. What do you think?
Opening a Pringles.
Opening a can of Pringles.
Was that guessed?
I
think it was.
I think it was as well, yeah, because we thought then, too, that that's a really plausible guess. William, do you have a backup?
Yes.
What do you think?
Somebody falls.
Somebody falling. Is it somebody falling?
It's not. Sorry about that.
Thank you, William.
We'll take one more guess if you got it in you at 723-2555. Otherwise, we'll move on to after 7:45. Going once, going twice, and off till 7:45. Here on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Secret sound on the Whip Wake Up Show as we continue trying to give one of you a free medium concrete mixer courtesy of Culver's. Who can identify this sound? And now, Halva, we have a clue.
We do. And the clue is many of us have used this.
Many of us have used this. 715-723-2555. What is this secret sound? Something many of us have used.
There's a story related to this that I guess I haven't told you. I'll have to tell you off the air. WWIB, 723-2555, 723-2555. We'll take more guesses for the secret sound here this morning, which I need to, of course, have available. So, again, it's a great prize. A lot of people would like to win. And, of course, you get the two mix-ins of your choice. You might choose Oreo. You might choose the Reese's. All right. This is the sound. One more time. What is
something
that?
Many of us have used. That's our first clue. Something many of us have used. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. What in the world could this secret sound be?
Many have guessed over five different rounds here over the last 2 days. This is round number six, 723-2555 for that Medium Concrete Mixer from Culver's. 723-2555.
What is your guess? Feel free to call back if you've already guessed before. If you have another brainwave, something that maybe it could be, let us know. 715-723-2555 for this secret sound contest here in the Wib Wake Up Show. It's been a stumper of a secret sound so far, but somebody at some point is going to figure this out.
You put it together, and when you brought it to me, you're like, I don't know, maybe they'll get it the first round. We didn't know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jay from Ladysmith.
Jay, good to hear from you again. And Ladysmith, what do you think? Maybe it could be a what?
A bongo.
Okay. There we go.
Bongo.
All right. Sorry. We're both getting older, Jay. We're having a hard time hearing you. So is it a bongo? Could be a bongo.
Let me just listen. It totally sounds like it could be, but Caleb, is it?
It is not a bongo. Sorry, but thank you for the call. If you're not too busy, call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Caitlin. I'm from Augusta.
Caitlin and Augusta, what do you think?
Is it a can opener?
Can opener. Oh. All right. Nobody's guessed that. Let's listen. Is that a can opener?
It is not, but if you heard my reaction, it's like, yeah, that sure, yeah. Absolutely, but it's
we'll try.
Not.
We'll try, Caitlin.
I say, yeah, absolutely, but no.
I know.
715-723-2555. What in the world is this secret sound? It's something many of us have used.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pam from Weyerhaeuser.
Pam, hi, what do you think?
Is it a stapler?
That's been guessed multiple times, so fairly popular guess so far, but not what it is. Do you have a backup guess, Pam?
No, I can't think of anything else.
No worries. Call us back when you can, 715-723-2555.
Phones are lighting up. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from for Secret Sound on WIB?
Hi, this is Eric from Bruce.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Is it someone dropping or setting down a suitcase?
Dropping or setting down a suitcase?
Yeah, that's, let's listen. It certainly sounds like it could be that. Is that what it is?
It is not.
Sorry.
This is something many of us have used. 715-723-2555, our initial clue.
All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Becca from Ladysmith.
Hey, Becca, good to hear from you. Nice, cheerful voice. What's your guess today?
Flexible straws.
That's a different one. Let's listen. Could that be a flexible straw? It could be, but it's not.
It's not, but a good guess. Are we allowed to have straws anymore? I forget. There's always a
depends
crusade
on the group
against
you're
something.
Yeah. Hi, what's your, we'll take two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda again.
Hi, Linda.
What do you think?
I'm thinking it kind of sounds like pencils or pens being put into a container.
Okay.
You know what's funny? That's not it, but I actually did consider we have some pens in a mug, and I actually recorded the pens dropping into a mug and decided, yeah, I don't think so. But
that was
on the docket for a possible secret sound.
Some guesses fall on the editing floor. This is the last try this time around until after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jay.
All right, Jay, speak up. Get close to that phone so we can hear you.
Get closer to the phone. All right. So, I don't know if we're going to be able to guess again for tonight, but I was thinking maybe opening a box.
Opening a box. Could it be opening a box?
You have an active mind, Jay, that really, covers all the particular
bases.
Here's
the thing. I feel like we need to get Jay on the show at some point.
I think
so. Like, if you're ever in the area, Jay,
yeah.
I think we just have a standing invitation.
Yes.
I think we're in sync with that. We'd like to have you on the show sometime.
That would be great, Jay. How old are you, by the way?
I am 9 and a half, and I'm going to be 10 on July 29th.
Fantastic.
All right. Well,
man, 9 and a half. You're cruising toward double digits, buddy. Unfortunately, it's not it. It's not opening a box, but we sure enjoy having you on the show and appreciate your guesses. Thank you, Jay, from Ladysmith.
With a July 29th birthday, you could almost say you're almost 10. Just saying.
And here's the thing. Right before OneFest.
I know.
We got to get Jay to OneFest.
I think so, for sure. We've just kind of met Jay this week.
I know, but I feel like we're fast friends.
I think so.
Secret Sounds. We keep it going here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Caleb and Havel with you. We have a free medium concrete mixer to give away. The coupon for it is just sitting right in front of me, and I want to give this to one of you. But you've got to solve Secret Sound first. 715-723-2555. It's clue number two coming up. We hear the secret sound. We tell you the clue we gave you earlier, and then we're going to give you another clue on top of it.
All right, so the earlier, well, let's, should we play the sound?
Let's do it.
All right, so this is what the sound sounds like. This is the sound. What is this sound? All right, so the first clue was many of us have used this. Many of us have used this. What's clue number two?
You would find this often in a home or office.
Okay.
You often find this in a home or office.
Yeah. Not always, but maybe most even, or many.
Most often you can find this in a home or office. Yeah. Many of us have used this.
So there we go. What do you think? 723-2555, 723-2555. We take your calls. Who's going to win that delicious treat from Culver's? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carrie from Augusta.
Hi, Carrie.
Is it a hole puncher?
Is it a hole puncher? We've had stapler guests often. But is it a hole puncher? I'm trying to remember if that was guessed when we first started this, and I don't have it written down.
I don't have it down here. So that's not it, though.
It's not a hole puncher. Thank you, Gary. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hi, Julie.
What do you think?
Hey. Is it like when you press down a lid on like a Tupperware container?
Oh, yeah. Let's listen here. Yeah, it could sound like that for sure.
Sure. But
it's not it, though.
Not it. Thank you. Hey, we want to be encouraging because it's like these are good guesses.
You can you know, have a good mind there and still be wrong.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hi, Vicky.
Dropping a garbage can.
Dropping a garbage can.
Let's listen. Could that be dropping a garbage can? Vicky, that's not.
Not it. Many of us have used this, and you'd often find this in a home or office.
Yeah. It's good to pay attention to the clues. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sam from Eau Claire.
Hey, Sam, first time for you in these couple of days in Secret Sound. What do you think?
Is it a trash can that you open up by stepping on it?
Sure.
Foot thing?
Yeah, right. Step on the little pedal thing, and then the trash can opens up.
Yeah, let's listen. You guys are giving us so many good ideas to use for Secret Sound. Caleb, is that it?
It is not. Thank you for the call, Sam. 715-723-2555. Working on Secret Sound this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Melissa from Audio.
Hi, Melissa.
I haven't been listening much, but, I mean,
Melissa, what else could be more important than listening to this show?
So, I think it would be the two clasps on a briefcase.
Oh,
the two clasps on a briefcase.
Let's listen. Yeah, that's a great guess.
Yeah, absolutely a great guess, Melissa.
It's not it, but
thanks. It's not it, but an excellent guess.
All right, let's take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Crystal from Jump River.
Hi, Crystal. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Have a hole punch.
That was guessed a little bit before you. Someone else beat you to it. Do you have a backup guess?
Do you have another guess, we don't have a guess yet.
All right, no worries. 715-723-2555. Something many of us have used, and you'd often find this in a home or office.
Still take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sarah from Fairchild.
All right, Sarah.
I'm guessing tape when you pull out the tape.
Oh, yeah. Let's listen. Pull out the tape. Could that be it, Caleb?
It could be, but it's not, unfortunately. But it does sound like it. It does.
Sorry. Hi, two more. This go around, and then after 8:45 with another clue. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again, Mark.
All right, Linda.
What do you think?
I'm thinking shutting a filing cabinet.
Shutting a filing cabinet.
Let's listen. Is that shutting a filing cabinet?
It's not. Sorry. Thank you, Linda.
All right. We're down to our last guess until after 8:45. All of the hope of Western Wisconsin rests on you. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
You're on the air. This is your moment.
Yeah.
Are we talking to someone's jeans pocket?
Maybe. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth Deach from Eau Claire.
Beth, she was our winner a week ago, I think.
What do you think?
Well,
If I get it, you can give it to the little boy.
All right.
To Jay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, to Jay.
All right. What do you
Is
think?
Is it a manual pencil sharpener?
A manual pencil sharpener. Not sharpener, those electric things. Yeah, a manual
nope,
one.
Nope,
the good
manual
old manual.
One.
I remember those in classrooms growing up. Mm-hmm. Is that what this
use
is?
It, right. Use it all the time.
Yeah, that's not it, though.
Good guess, okay. Beth. Appreciate it. All right, so after 8:45, we will come up with a third clue, and we will see if we can make somebody a winner on this Try It Again Thursday. Secret Sound, we continue to try to get a winner. 715-723-2555. What in the world could this sound be as we will continue stacking clues to try to give away a medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins courtesy of Culver's?
This is the sound that we have been playing over the last couple of days. What is that?
We are stacking clues. We've said this is something many of us have used. This is something many of us have used. We also have said, Havo, that this is something you'd often find in a home or office.
We have. And now the third clue is?
It's opening something.
Okay.
This is opening something. 715-723-2555. So something many of us have used, something you'd often find in a home or office, and it is opening something.
Opening
it is
what?
Opening what? 715-723-2555. What is being opened here?
And as you enjoy this concrete mixer from Culver's with two mixes, you can just sit there and think, man, I'm smart. I figured this out.
It is. We have heard from so many different places.
We have.
It is fantastic. We appreciate it. And I know you guys want to see this solved.
Uh-huh. We do, too. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carrie from Augusta.
All right, Carrie, try again. What do you think?
Is it a three-ring binder?
Is it a three-ring binder? Carrie?
It's not. Sorry.
Thank you.
Listen again why she thought that way. Yeah, could see that.
715-723-2555 to guess for Secret Sound. Maybe win that concrete mixer.
I could hear her disappointment. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian in Menominee.
Hi, Brian.
Is it opening a fridge?
Opening a fridge.
I believe this is Brian's first guest over 2 days. He's saying this is opening a refrigerator. Caleb, is he right?
He is not, but thank you for the call from Menominee, because with all the different cities we've heard from, I don't think we had heard from Menominee yet, which is crazy. So
that is crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah, representing 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Crystal again.
All right, Crystal.
How about opening like an ink cartridge?
Opening an ink cartridge.
Yeah, let's listen. Yeah, it certainly could be opening an ink cartridge. Is it?
It's not.
Sorry, Crystal.
Opening something. We've said this is something many of us have used. Home or office is often where you'd find it, and it's opening something. It's opening something. Mm-hmm. What is being opened?
That's the latest and maybe the best clue so far. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Barb from La Crosse.
All right, Barb, way down in the Cooley region. What do you think?
Is it opening a plastic, taking the lid off of a plastic container?
I think we're going to need you to be more specific.
That's the best guess so far.
It's the best guess so far. So opening a plastic container, we'll let you stay on, but we need to be more specific.
Let's listen. Opening a plastic container, what kind of container?
A Rubbermaid container.
A Rubbermaid container, is that it? It's not.
Good try.
But again, best guess so far.
Yeah.
Best guess so far.
Yep. So
you said it's opening something, and again, the big clue here, opening a plastic container, Absolutely the best guess so far.
So take in that last clue and specified it some. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Sam and Eau Claire again.
All right, so opening something, opening a plastic container, what kind of container?
Tupperware food container. I don't know.
Yeah.
Opening a food container, plastic food container.
That's not it, Sam. Sorry.
Thank you, Sam.
Three more guesses this time around. Otherwise, we push it off to finally Friday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Secret Sound. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Alicia from Medford.
All right, Alicia, what is this?
Is it the lid to the Keurig?
Oh, lid to the Keurig. Okay.
Yeah, we have one of those in the office.
Yeah, we do. Use it
is
almost...
it popping it open?
Is that what it is? It's not.
It's not. Thank you, though. Have we ever done that as a secret sound?
I don't think we ever have.
If we haven't, we should.
But there's so many over these last 2 days. I could come... There are so many good ideas. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again. Sorry.
All right, Linda. Second to last guest of the day. What do you think?
Opening a plastic pencil or pen box.
Okay. Opening a plastic pencil or pen box.
Is that what this is? It's not. Sorry. Thanks.
Last guess here. Otherwise, it's finally Friday after 7:15 tomorrow morning for Secret Sound.
Hi. All the hopes of Western civilization hang on you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly from Eau Claire.
Holly from Eau Claire.
Come on, Holly.
You're the unsung hero, girl. What is it?
Is it one of those plastic deli containers?
Open it. Yeah, add some deli meat or something in there.
Let's listen.
Well, no, you get them from like, you know, like if you get a salad from the deli, and it has one of those zip tie things.
Oh, okay, sure. Opening a plastic deli container.
Let's listen again. Is that what that is? That is not what we're looking for. So thank you, Holly, for trying. Again, we told you many of us have used this. Offices and homes, opening something, and we get the help from a listener opening a plastic container. What kind of container?
Yeah, but we're narrowing things down. I feel like almost at this point, it's just like,
I know.
What kind of plastic container is being opened? I feel like you're getting the bonus clue there. So think about that. Open lots of plastic containers today. See what they sound like. And hopefully we get this solved tomorrow and give somebody this concrete mixer.
Doing some research today.